Snowing in Greenwich Village, read by John Updike.
Snowing in Greenwich Village. The Maples had moved just the day before to West 13th Street, and that evening they had Rebecca Kuhn over, because now they were so close. A tall, always slightly smiling girl with an absent-minded manner, she allowed Richard Maple to slip off her coat and scarf even as she stood gently greeting Joan. Richard, moving with an extra precision and grace because of the smoothness with which the business had been managed, though he and Joan had been married nearly 2 years, he was still so young-looking that people did not instinctively lay upon him hostly duties. Their reluctance worked in him a corresponding hesitancy, so that often it was his wife who poured the drinks while he sprawled on the sofa in the attitude of a favored and wholly delightful guest. Richard entered the dark bedroom, entrusted the bed with Rebecca's clothes, and returned to the living room. Her coat had seemed weightless. Rebecca, seated beneath the lamp on the floor, one leg tucked under her, one arm up on the hide-a-bed that the previous tenants had not as yet removed, was saying, "I had known her, you know, just for the day she taught me the job, but I said, okay. I was living in an awful place called a hotel for ladies. In the halls they had typewriters you put a quarter in." Joan, straight-backed on a Hitchcock chair from her parents' home in Amherst, a damp handkerchief balled in her hand, turned to Richard and explained, "Before her apartment now, Becky lived with this girl and her boy."